Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now it's that time of the year, we're all spending a bit more time outside and we need to be and should be more mindful of our skin. But do you know how to apply sunscreen correctly? Are you using the right amount and are you reapplying often enough? Dr. Aoife Lally is consultant dermatologist at St. Vincent's University Hospital and she joins me on the line now. Good morning to you, Dr. Lally.
Good morning, Claire, and thanks for having me on this morning.
Not at all, delighted to talk to you. Irish skin, is it just more sensitive to the sun?
Well, I suppose the short answer is yes. The majority of Irish people have fair skin that always burns or burns and then tans. And that leads people to being more susceptible to sunburn and therefore at a higher risk of skin cancer.
And does that mean then that we have a high level of skin cancer here?
We do actually. So people don't think that Ireland is very sunny. So we often get caught out on those nice sunny days that appear out of nowhere, or we can still get sun damage through the cloud. And given our fair skin and given our outdoor activities and all the rest, we do get a good deal of sun exposure. And our skin cancer rates are fairly high for such a country that would not be seen as a sunny destination. We would be consistently in the top 10 in the world. Naturally, Australia and New Zealand would have the highest rates, and then the Scandinavian countries, and then us. We have about 12 to 13,000 cases of skin cancer per year, and that would include the serious type of skin cancer, melanoma. We have about 1,200 cases a year.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say to the people who are listening to this who say, well, I don't have fair skin, I don't burn, I tan straight away when I go out into the sun?
Well, it's very interesting, Claire. A lot of patients who really do have fair skin don't believe they do. So really, fair skin is if you burn and then tan before protecting your skin. And that's about 80% of our population. And I would say we need to be careful about protecting our skin when we're out and about. Most of my patients are not sunbathers. They're not out seeking a tan. They're out and about either gardening, working outdoors, playing sport outdoors, and just getting sun exposure through day-to-day activities. And I think it's just be mindful that we need to be careful all year round, mm-hmm. because the number of people who come into my clinic who were just caught out and got sunburned, say, on the weekend, not expecting it to be a nice day, so didn't have a hat with them, didn't have sunscreen with them, and then just got unexpectedly caught out.
And
so it's very important.
And if you burn on a day like you just described, you got caught out, is that enough to do some serious damage?
Well, sunburn is serious damage to the skin. A suntan, even though it's often in the media portrayed as being a healthy glow, suntan shows that the skin has been damaged by the sun. So it's really important to try and prevent getting a suntan even, which I know can be tricky. And it's more than just about the sunscreen itself. So it's about avoiding the sun during the peak hours, covering up, putting on clothing, wearing a hat, wearing sunglasses, and then with sun factor on the areas that are exposed. So not using sun factor as a means of staying out longer or, as your main method of sun protection. It's just that's the last bit after you've put on the hat, put on the clothes, sought the shade, sun factor on the bits that are left exposed.
So the sunscreen, you say, is the last line of defence?
Well, it's very important, but I would emphasise that the other physical blocks, so physically blocking the sun with a wide-brimmed hat, covering up, so not, if it is a very sunny day, trying to avoid the strappy tops and taking the top off, and being aware that any amount of sun exposure is a risk. I would say that the big groups that I would be concerned about are particularly older men who may not cover their scalps and ears when their hair has provided them with less coverage than they would have been used to. We need to make sure that they're wearing wide-brimmed hats. They're not as popular as baseball caps, but wide-brimmed hats are really good at blocking the sun. You're not then worried about putting on sunscreen and reapplying. You just put it on your face and your hands and the bits that are exposed.
Mm-hmm. Some schools now have it in their uniform policy that you must have a sun hat. I'm sure you welcome that move.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear that. And you know what's really excellent is when the school uniform policy has a bucket hat as opposed to a baseball cap. Because a bucket hat, if it's in the school uniform policy, kids won't feel self-conscious about wearing that rather than a baseball cap. And a bucket hat, as I mentioned earlier, covering the ears is critical. Whereas a baseball cap, whilst it's better than nothing, only really shades the face, mm-hmm. not the tops of the ears. And children, I think, are a really important group because sun exposure, particularly sunburn during childhood, is a risk factor for developing skin cancer later in life. So I'm talking 30, 40 years down the line. And I think it's rare now to see a child who's sunburnt, certainly compared with when I was growing up. My 10-year-old asked me the other day what peeling skin meant after a sunburn, because thankfully he's never experienced that.
Right, but we all have.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's something that was commonplace back several years ago. Whereas nowadays, I think it's very, very rare to see a child who's, exposed and not covered up. And I think we're very lucky to have excellent clothing options now that weren't around when I was young, in terms of UV protective clothing with rash vests, hats, as I've mentioned. And rash vests are very, very helpful because when kids are in and out of pools when they're away or running around the back garden, you're not trying to worry about reapplying sun factor. They're covered and they're protected, and then the sun factor is just on their face, hands, lower legs, whatever bits are exposed.
Aoife, lots of questions are coming in, and there's a few here on freckles. So I'll just go through some of them, and you might talk to us about freckles. How can you protect and reduce freckles on young skin, says one listener. Another, I've had freckles all of my life. Should I be monitoring them, or is the damage already done?
Well, I suppose freckles are as a result of sun exposure. So you're trying to minimize that. And the freckles, you'll often see if somebody has a fringe and you lift up the fringe, their skin will be pristine white under the fringe. The freckles will be on the cheeks and the rest of the face that's exposed every day. And so getting into the habit of wearing a sunscreen every day, because your face, the backs of your hands, they're exposed all year round, regardless of the weather. I think that would be a very good habit to get into. Freckles just are a sign of sun exposure from early on in life. When sun cancer in children is vanishingly rare, but later in life, if there is a change in the colour of a freckle, that's something to be aware of. But most serious skin cancer, most melanoma, is a new mole, a new pigmented or coloured lesion that appears on the skin. So about two-thirds of melanoma, which again is more common in adulthood, occurs as a new lesion on the skin, with only a third of melanoma arising in a pre-existing mole or a changing lesion.
Okay, so you say keep an eye on the freckles, but actually it's going to be a new lesion that you'd be most concerned about.
Most concerned about, but again, you have to know what your skin looks like in order to be aware of that. And if there's a change in a pre-existing lesion, don't ignore that.
A question about sunglasses. Are they worth it? Because my husband won't wear them.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's certainly, yes, it's very important to wear sunglasses with UV protection in them, because they do protect the eyes. That is part of the kind of the slip, slap, slop message that was introduced in Australia over 40 years ago. So you slip on a shirt, slap on the sunscreen and slap on a pair of shades. And then more recently they added in seek shade and the slide on the sunglasses. But it's very, very important to do all of those.
Okay, and that campaign in Australia, it worked, didn't it?
Yes. Now, it has taken 40 years for the difference to be seen. So the campaign was introduced in 1981, and melanoma rates in the under 40s are now dropping. So that shows the lag period, because sun exposure during childhood, you see the results of that decades later. So whilst melanoma rates are still high in Australia, in younger age groups, they're dropping. And that's because of that education, public health awareness campaign that was delivered. It's very effective. I think it's really important for people in Ireland who think that we're not really exposed to that much sun, just to be aware of it. It's daily ongoing sun exposure, as well as that childhood sun exposure, that's very important.
All right, a few more questions coming in. Do I need sunscreen if I just pop in and out to the clothesline or in and out of the shops without being exposed for any length of time?
Well, it's very funny. People are always looking for an excuse not to put on sunscreen, and I get it. It can be a bit messy.
Stings your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. So the key thing really is just make it part of your daily habit. The chances are, if you're popping out to the shops, popping out to the sunscreen, you'll be doing that throughout the day. So just put the sunscreen on every morning. Make it part of your routine. If you've got small children, put it on the hall table, put it in the bathroom, beside the toothbrushes. Just have it at a place that's going to be regularly accessed. So I would, as a dermatologist, I would naturally say, yes, you should be putting on sunscreen every day, but you should also be doing other things. So think about your head. If you have less hair than you used to, pop on a hat, make sure it covers the ears, They're the key things.
Okay, now we have sunscreens available now that say they last for the entire day and their effectiveness won't be disrupted if you go for a swim. Are you a fan of those products?
I'm not, to be honest. I think it's really important. You know, if you're out all day, things will get rubbed off your skin. I know there are some products out there that say that they claim to last all day and be water resistant. I would suggest that you need to put on your sunscreen in the morning, about 20 minutes before you go out, ideally. And then if you're out and about all day, you should be reapplying it every 2 to 3 hours. Now, that's very difficult to remember, and it's probably more likely that people are out for prolonged periods of time if they're on their holidays. But say you're out at a match or in the garden, you should bring the sunscreen with you and reapply it after 2 to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. That is key. I wouldn't be a fan of the all-day one-off sun factor application.
Yeah, and that's probably answered this question that I have from a listener who says they always put factor 50 on my children, but they still get tans, and they want to know, is that okay? But you're saying you need to keep reapplying that factor 50.
Look, it's very difficult to be 100% avoidant of a tan. So what you're trying to do is reduce it. And if you're reapplying the factor, that will reduce the rate at which they're tanning, and wearing a hat is key. And again, I appreciate that can be tricky for children to keep a hat on, and it can often be easier for younger children than when they get into their teens and are less keen on doing what you tell them to do. But really just getting into their daily habits so that they're the ones instigating it once they reach more independence in adolescence.
Aoife, really good to talk to you, and some great advice there. That's Dr. Aoife Lally from St. Vincent's University Hospital. And the HSE is hosting a webinar on this. It's part of the 2024 SunSmart campaign, which runs annually from April to September. And for more information and to learn how to protect yourself and your family this summer, you can visit the SunSmart Hub, which is at hse.ie/SunSmart, and check out hashtag SunSmart on social media.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.